AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday, the 26th of March. A lot of things to get to. For many people, happy spring break week. If you are like myself, the kiddos are out. Yesterday, I hit the Como. Today, I went to the Science Museum. They got a Lego exhibit there, which is pretty darn impressive there. And it wasn't that busy. But by the end of this week, especially with Easter coming up this weekend, it is a happy Easter week to many people out there once again. I did went to the Omni Theater, Brett. Wasn't that good? It was a dream big.
Not impressed, huh?
There have been some jaw-droppingly good movies over there. The one they just had about them building the train through Canada, because it was thought to be impossible to do, to get a train from the eastern side of Canada to the western side. As a matter of fact, it was a big deal because British Columbia was actually going to become its own country. And they said the only reason they agreed to be part of Canada is that Canadian authorities in Ottawa said we'll build the train line all the way across. So it was, and it was actually a far more complicated train line than anything across the United States. And that was fascinating. This one was just, I think someone was looking for a tax write-off, frankly. I'm just going to be honest with you. But a good, the Lego exhibit, they got all the big buildings. I'm exhausted just thinking about putting the buildings together in Lego at, you know, like 1/20th scale, let alone, you know, actually, you know, welding and stuff. Wow. That is like a geek hobbyville. And the kids are all over the place. Not enough hand sanitizer in the world, by the way, FYI, right now. Ugh, man. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. How about you?
It was very solid, with a very solid march over in St. Paul there. We got Cliff Schechter coming up here in just a little bit. And the reason why I specifically went and got Cliff is we posted up on the AM950 radio social media, as well as my social media pages, a great sign, a kid who clearly must be a fan of the show. I'm thinking is, or else the Unprecedented podcast with Cliff, which I would, you know, if it, judging by the youngness of the child, I would believe that parents would probably not. It's a little unedited as opposed to this show.
Yeah.
But Cliff, a fan of Cliff Schechter's, did a poster at the march in St. Paul, the March for Our Lives in St. Paul, and we got a picture of it. And that was, who is it, Deborah that sent us the picture?
Lynn from Maplewood.
Lynn from Maplewood. Lynn, thank you very much. I'm very glad you mentioned this. I will say this. I think Cliff would like to say personally a thank you to this child. So if we can actually figure out who the kid is with the Cliff Schechter poster, I think Cliff wants to give him a call or send him a note and saying thank you very much.
Yeah, Lynn, if you're listening, yeah, let us know who that kid is.
If you know, or if the kid is listening or the mom and dad are listening and you know your child is a fan of Cliff Schechter, as every child should be, you can call Brett here at 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. He's actually more interested in possibly getting the poster itself for the picture of him that they drew.
That's a solid avatar that's on there.
Once again, it is spring break out there, but I have to tell you, speaking of the March for Our Lives here.
You have a little gift in the studio there, don't you?
I got a letter today. I got a letter from Wayne LaPierre. Oh, God, I hate these names. These foreigner names, man. LaPipi. Wayne LaPipi.
He must be French-Canadian, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's French for steady stream. Anyway, I'm wrong. I have apparently been signed up as a member, and we just opened this now. I mean, I just got this now. I am now a card-carrying member of the NRA. Does this mean I get a vote in their organization? If this was your idea, dumb move, if I get a chance to vote. Let me just read this to you. I've not read this, so I'm presuming there's profanity. It's from the NRA, something about those damn kids from Parkland. I'll get to there in a second. Dear Matt, thanks for joining the National Rifle Association of America. Please carry your new NRA member card with pride.
Got to hold that up to the camera here so you can carry that with pride.
There you go. You have some scissors in there, by the way? I just might need those a little bit later on. This card symbolizes what you stand for as an American, that you're a member of the family of patriots who make the NRA the most powerful defender of freedom in America today. What? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Isn't that the Army? How about the Marine Corps? The armed services as a whole. How about the military as a whole? wouldn't they? You are some arrogant, high on yourself people, aren't you? You think you are you on the front lines? Can we send Wayne LaPierre to Afghanistan? Oh, my God, let's get them out. If they're the defenders of freedom, America, get your asses out in the field. You got all the guns, you knuckleheads. Knock yourself out. Let's send them overseas. Delusional nutbags. As an NRA leader, you're critical to our power to fight and win. That's because our strength doesn't come from the NRA headquarters. It comes from you. All right. No, it doesn't. It actually comes, you're basically, whoever paid for this membership, thanks. We are going to torment the crap out of this card. I might send this around and let people take photos with it. And just, you just got to send us back a copy of the photo. You can, you know, be clean with it, but, well, maybe not clean with it. Maybe I'll cut off a piece and I'll send it. We'll have a commemorative, we'll do a fundraiser. I'll cut this thing up into pieces and you could get one of the Matt's NRA card members. It comes from you because you, as you have there with your chubby little fingers, eating that pretzel with extra nacho cheese sauce, at some point you might have to actually get off that couch and become the first line of defense. Make sure you wipe off your hands first. You don't want to slim, but never mind. We need you now more than ever. Your voice, your actives, and your votes are how we'll save freedom. Oh, trust me, I'm ready to...
Is that line actually in there, how we'll save freedom?
How we'll save freedom. To thank you, I'd like to give you an opportunity to extend your NRA membership at the super low rate of $19.95. That's nearly half off the regular rate. Now, mind you, this is the NRA. This is an organization funded by the gun manufacturers and bullet manufacturers who are raking the money in to extend my membership 1 year. They want $20.
You can't go wrong with that.
Oh, that's like feeding three over at the OCB, man. That's nearly half off the regular rate. This special one-time offer expires within the next 60 days. To take advantage of this special discount, please return the reply below with your payment right away. As a member of our proud association, you also qualify to receive $2,500 worth of Arms Care firearm insurance. To activate this valuable, no cost to you firearms insurance coverage, please visit nra.org. Thank you again for your NRA leadership. We look forward to hearing from you and getting to know you better in the weeks and months ahead. Oh, you're going to get to know me.
I'm sure they want to really get to know you.
Uniform disclosure agreement. We're tools. We're horrible human beings. Sold our souls to the devil. Think guns are the sexiest thing that ever lived. Actually rub them over our genital region. Nothing. It's a standard. It's your standard agreement on the back here. Nothing unusual here. And we are complete and total jackasses. All right. There's a standard disclosure agreement. I got these. Can we use these for target practice? Oh, I'd love to use my NRA badges for target practice.
Oh, yeah. Hold those up to the camera,
too.
There we go. Well, you have to bring these up during the break. Make sure people know someone actually sent you an NRA membership.
Can I put one on each chest, like over one each nipple? Can I do that? And I'll do a dance during the commercial break?
I think that's how you officially have to be admitted to the NRA.
Actually, I think this is tattooed on.
It's part of the ritual.
Not many members of the NRA have nipple hair. Let me explain why. Wow. I will show this up on the camera. If you want to watch, you can watch the show if you want. It's up on Facebook, am950radio.com, am950radio.com. You can watch radio if you so desire. I'll show you this card here. It actually has my name on it. Expiration date, 3/31/2019. The NRA, freedom's safest place. Outside of the fact you guys keep shooting yourselves with your own damn guns, you idiots. Outside of that, you know, it's still a hell of a lot less safe than anywhere else because you're all loon balls. Wow. Hi. Is this an endorsement deal? Did someone here sell this? I can't believe this. Well, it's I give whoever did this. This is crafty. This is actually not bad. This is actually thinking. But what did you think was like? I was gonna be. Oh no! They sent me an NRA membership. I guess I'd better sit and cry in the corner. I don't. What did you think I was gonna do with this? I'm gonna mock. I think we should cut this thing up into like a billion pieces, and mail it out. We could do a fundraiser. We can raise money for Puerto Rico. Mm. They still have got tons of problems down in Puerto Rico. Better yet, we'll go in conjunction with the kids here. We'll give money to fight for common sense gun regulations in this country, or better yet, fight to vote the frickin' Republicans out of office. You know, we'll figure out something with this, but I think I'll cut this up into we make a donation. You get a donation. You get a piece of Matt McNeil's NRA membership card, cut up, sliced up, and a picture of me without a shirt on with the NRA logos on my nipples. All right? Because
that fundraiser's not going to go so well.
Tell you what, we're all sorts of classy right here. Wow. I'll show you this during the commercial break. According to the jokes aside, I despise your organization. You're a bunch of, Hitler youth in the modern era, and I'm tired of you freaking clowns. I lost every bit of respect from you guys with the reaction you had to these kids marching and the way that you are insulting them, the way that you are attacking these Parkland survivors, because how dare they say we shouldn't be shot at? You show up in Utah with an M60 launched on a tank as a way to say, to taunt and try to scare the kids marching in Salt Lake City. You have, constant insults and attacks on these kids. The woman in Pennsylvania who was out there arguing that they're useless, they're horrible. Rick Santorum saying you, instead of going for gun violence, you should be learning CPR. You guys are just completely and totally threatened by these kids, and it's just sad what kind of people you are. And you are emboldened and embraced with your guns. And you sit there and you think that gun gives you power and respect and anything. No, it doesn't. It's nothing. You are. It's a hollow shell. And no, we don't respect you with the gun. You look like a freaking kook. You look like a crazed person running around with those freaking assault weapons. What's wrong with you people? And no, that's not going to change. You rubbing your guns in our faces will not change that. Full page ad in the Monday Star Tribune called out Minnesota's congressional delegation on gun control measures and accepting NRA donations. The ad from a group listing itself as Listen to the Children asked the Washington policymakers if they would introduce, co-sponsor, or vote for legislation to ban the manufacture and sale of high-capacity magazines for our firearms, and if they would return any donation from the NRA and its affiliates and refuse to accept future NRA donations. The ad said the politicians' answers will be printed in the Star Tribune in 1 week. Apparently, Betty McCollum is the first to respond. The representative from the St. Paul area, she very quickly, District 4, very much said she would, be a big yes for both, that she would, be for a ban on high-capacity magazines for firearms and then would return any NRA donations. I'm looking for NRA rankings of F. As a matter of fact, someone told me they were trying to yank those rankings right now. The NRA is realizing that this has backfired on them and that there are more people looking for the F ratings than there are people looking for the A ratings. So they're trying to scour their websites clean of who's got F ratings and A ratings because they don't want people saying, hey, I proudly have an F rating from the NRA. Vote for me because you know what? You're going to get a heck of a lot more votes from them than not. I do think we should cut this up and do a fundraiser with this. We have to check this out. Find out what the details we need to do with that.
I think so, too. That could be fun. Well, I don't know who spent the $20 though, thinking I'm going to show Matt McNeil.
It's someone who's really, really stupid. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I officially am now the man. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
It may seem odd to be thinking about air conditioners in Minnesota in March, but it is better than waiting until the middle of July when you can fry a steak on your sidewalk. Fortunately, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is offering $1,000 or more off high-efficiency air conditioners until March 30th. Save money and spend the summer in cool and relaxing comfort. Visit standardheating.com for details and come visit us at the Minneapolis Home and Garden Show. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
as with their Eat Street sister on Nicollet Avenue, the Bad Waitress at 700 Central and Northeast is committed to working with local purveyors and serving organic food whenever possible. But the Northeast location is a bit more grown up. This finer diner has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu, including the chicken and waffle, with roasted half chicken, bourbon pickled jalapeno corn waffle, and a roasted poblano gravy. Check out the Northeast menu at thebadwaitress.com.
With spring here, it's time for the annual Easter Brunch Buffet at the Park Tavern. Enjoy Easter ham and slow-roasted beef, eggs benedict, biscuits and gravy, salads, fruit, side, and dessert. Seatings are from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 1st, and reservations are recommended. $20.95 for adults, $14.95 for seniors. Kids are $10.95. Five and under are free, and don't forget the hour of free bowling with every reservation. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, and at parktavern.net, enjoy a wonderful and easy Easter brunch with your family at the Park Tavern.
While shopping for a fireplace insert at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, I was amazed at all the choices. Not just gas, electric, or wood-burning, but also built-in or freestanding, and options in every style from antique to modern. The staff really listened to us, explained the options, and helped us choose a fireplace we absolutely love. Now it warms our hearts and our home every winter. Thank you, Woodland Stoves, for a great addition.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, putting in a word for the EPA Burn Wise campaign. It has important information about clean burning fireplaces. This is an important part of our mission at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. We know that the fireplace has to work. Work with your life, work with your living space, and also be environmentally smart. Come see us. Learn to burn wise. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Visit our store in person or online at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I have a false sense of superiority. Why? Because I'm a card-carrying member of the NRA.
Let me tell you how I'm saving your freedom now, America.
You know, just FYI, you knuckleheads, don't try to clean the weapon with it loaded, okay? 952-946-6205. Just Matt's safety tip of the day. I had some guy kind of try to take me on the Facebook page. Matt McNeil Show, Progressive Citizen X on Facebook. Matt McNeil Show on Twitter. I had a guy try to take me on this page saying that the story about the kids from last week where they're carrying the guns, well, they're just the same thing as an AR-15. It's a pump action shotgun. Do not think that you can pull that one on me. It's a pump action shotgun designed for shooting waterfowl. When someone sat down and designed the thing, they designed it to kill ducks. They did not design it to kill as many human beings as quickly as possible. It is not an AR-15. It's a shotgun.
Well, but if someone were to go out there and then they were to, you would cut off the shotgun barrel and use it as a gangster.
Yeah, in your world, I'm sure that happens all the time. Most people are kind of sane when it comes to their hunting weapons, though, and are not looking to become, you know, the mafia don of the duck blind. 952-946-6205. Brad is in Robbinsdale. Welcome on in, Brad.
Yes. I thought his moment on the national stage was over. I mean, the last I had heard about Rick Santorum is that he had made a rather noisy and hasty exit from the body politic.
Well, I did too. He popped up there, and I don't know why in God's green earth they put him on. I don't know why that they put him on there, but he was on one of the weekend shows, and he just was, you know, he shouldn't have been there. And his entire argument was to make up a false argument that this is what these kids don't need is common sense gun control at the source, aka stopping the guns. No, they needed to learn CPR. So your argument is you're perfectly fine with all these people getting shot. It's the other victims who are in shock, might be wounded themselves, not giving CPR to the people. Santorum, that was as stupid as it gets.
Why don't these kids learn basic pulmonary surgery, huh? God, it seems like they're just the Mr. Complainy Pants. That's all they are.
952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. 6205 is the phone number. I had a great run-in yesterday with Secretary of State Steve Simon. I was in, I was on Saturday. It was at Target. I saw the guy at Target. It's like Secretary of State, and I'm, you know, he is the Secretary of State. While he's the Secretary of State, I'm pretty much probably forever. I'll call him Secretary of State. He's earned the right to be called that. And you know, just you know, it was casual, and I did not mean to get into work questions, but I did ask him. I said, or I did make a statement to him. I said, "Can I just tell you how glad I am that we're in Minnesota, that we have paper ballots here, that we actually can recount if we have to?" And even, you know, and the look on Secretary of State Simon's face when I brought this up was one of just incredulous shock at the rest of these countries. He was talking about the Pennsylvania 18 race. There's nothing to recount there. The reason why the Republican, you'd say to yourself, oh, the Republican is going to recount this. Well, all they can do, there's no paper ballots in Pennsylvania. This is the Republicans' entire system just blew up in their face because all they really can do is just retabulate, you know, a database number system. That's all they could do. And so there was no point in recounting because there was no way it was going to catch up because Pennsylvania does not have paper ballots. And I brought up Georgia, which is insane how that state is, you know, trying their hardest to have zero way to track any kind of voting going on down there. I mean, it's nuts. Did get a word from the AP. Minnesota's election chief says he's been working closely with the Department of Homeland Security to protect the state's balloting process from attack. Secretary of State Steve Simon even got a security clearance of secret this month. It comes as concerns grow about Russian targeting of America's election infrastructure. Democratic Governor Mark Dayton's new budget proposal includes $1.4 million for upgrading Minnesota's 14-year-old voter registration system. It also includes $87,000 for software or hardware recommended by the Homeland Security for the upcoming elections. There are people that are trying to save this country. Right there. There are people that are trying to save this country. And one of them is our Secretary of State, Steve Simon, because regardless, I mean, his whole point was it's a shame. And I want to make sure he's a Democrat for sure. But his whole point with Pennsylvania 18 is that even though the Republicans should have the right to recall or for a recount in that late race with it being that close, that there is a failure in the system when you have a race that's close and all they do is retabulate a database, that they should grab the paper ballots and recount them. He was actually making an argument for the Republican candidate who lost, that they should have more recourse than they had. That is the person who is fighting for America's freedoms, not just one party's freedoms, but America's freedoms. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, God bless Secretary of State Steve Simon, because I'll tell you what, thank God he is running that election system right now. We are one of the few states, I think, that actually has a relatively safe election system and a way for us to recheck in case someone all of a sudden starts messing with our computers and tablatures. Well, you just go back to the paper ballots and recount. 952-946-6205. One final thing I wanted to mention. I reposted this article from the New York Times this week, the Sunday edition, up last night on social media. And it's a story about Mr. Duke Tran. He was a Wells Fargo employee. He's suing for wrong firing. Basically, he worked in the customer service center of Wells Fargo. People were calling him and saying, okay, we just got this notification saying that if we don't pay off our loan, that you're going to foreclose on our house. And so, you know, and this is not just like an entry-level customer service position. This sounds like it's pretty high up because he was able to go and get access to the main database and records at Wells Fargo in San Francisco to try to find out what in the world was going on. And he had the first guy that called in. They had no record of a loan. And he was like bringing up to his boss, it's like, well, we don't have a loan for these people, but we're trying to throw them out of their house. This is not right. And Wells Fargo was like, no, threaten them, get them to pay any way possible. The reason why they were doing this is because of Kerry Tolstad, who is a name that should go down in infamy. That jackass, Kerry Tolstad, should be in jail for the rest of her life, rotting in a cell next to John Stumpf. Those are the two people that ran Wells Fargo, who decided to steal money from their own customers so that their stock options looked better, their earnings reports made them more money, and they got bigger bonuses. and they screwed over thousands of their own employees, including people who were getting letters on falsely opened home loans that did not exist. And Wells Fargo's whole attitude seemed to be, well, let them take us to court, because then when we go to court, we'll say, oopsie, oopsie, and let it all go. But up until that point, they were going to take these people's houses, and they very likely did take people's houses who never had a home loan with them. Because Carrie Tolstad, who was a senior executive, wanted a really, she was already making a ton of money. This wasn't about whether or not she was going to get a yacht or not. This was about whether she was going to get a fourth yacht or a third. This was about whether she was going to have a seventh vacation home or just six. That's what this was about. This is theft. This is good old-fashioned theft. And she should be locked up, for God's sakes. And every damn dime she got of ill will should be ripped away from her and given back to the people she absolutely screwed over. It is amazing to me the amount of people in this country who will scream that you lock up a guy who steals 15 bucks from a liquor store for the rest of their lives. But someone torments, terrorizes, absolutely tortures people over and over again by threatening to take away their homes, take away all that they have, over and over and over and over again across the country, and steals millions from these people, that person gets a slap on the wrist and nothing bad happens. Carrie Tolstad and John Stumpf deserve to be in jail right now. And I will vote for anyone that says, I'll reopen that case in a heartbeat. And shame on you, Wells Fargo. Stop tormenting your customers, will you? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When we do return, Cliff Schechter joins us. A few things over the weekend to talk about. We'll get to that with him in just a moment. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design, and I'd like you to tune in to a new program, Drink in the Style. Sundays at 5 p.m., Drink in the Style is going to be a one-hour conversation about interior design and aesthetics, all while enjoying a cocktail created by a local mixologist. Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m., brought to you by Habitation Furnishing and Design.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Someone asked if I really do love my Rudy Luther Toyota Sienna as much as I say I do. Well, this week I've got groceries, a Target run, 7 sports practices with carpooling for 4 of them, 2 games, 3 music lessons, 4-H, dance, helping a friend move. We'll also probably have 3 play dates. I'll have to drive to work, and I'll have at least 1 weekend family outing. Yes, it's a lot, but I get to do it all in relaxing comfort and style. Yes, I do love my Sienna, and you can fall in love for yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169.
This is Ken Hagland of Minnesota Hospice, inviting you to listen to our brand new show airing on AM 950 on Saturdays from noon to 1. The Minnesota Hospice Show looks forward to discussing how we honor life and to exploring the physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional issues we experience throughout all stages of life. Learn how hospice is the new face of hope and how it's your benefit, your choice. Join us Saturdays at noon and check us out online at minnesotahospice.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for rain and snow today with a high near 40. Tonight, more rain with a low around 32. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high near 45. And Wednesday, sunny with a high around 49. Milda's Cafe is the Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week. They're a family restaurant featuring home-cooked breakfast and lunch, and check out their authentic finished pasties on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Milda's Cafe is located at 1720 Glenwood Avenue in Minneapolis, just east of Penn. Details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Just do want to remind you, it's Easter week. That means the Park Tavern's got their Easter brunch buffet that's going to be going on Sunday, 10 till 3. They can handle huge crowds. They've got all your favorites there, the ham, slow-roasted beef, the biscuits and gravy, all the good stuff. Plus, every reservation gets an hour of bowling with that reservation. And once again, they can handle fairly large groups. So if you get a chance, get on over there. It's great food. We always do it over there. The Easter brunch buffet, a great time at the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, and online at parktavern.net. Cliff Schechter is, of course, kind enough to join us today, as we've been mentioning earlier today. Cliff, you made it into poster form at the Minnesota March for Our Lives. Congratulations.
Thank you. That was one sexy drawing of me on there, too, my avatar. I like that.
Well, when I saw that, I said,
I looked like I was a Muppet, I think.
They actually, cool, they did go and draw yours. That was brilliant. I put out there that we would love to talk to the kid that did this. So if we can find this child, by all means, give us a call. Call Brett at 952-946-6205. We're not going to put you on the air. We'll get the information. We'll give you a call, and we'll say thank you very much. Cliff Schechter, founder, president of the PR firm Libertas LLC, advised campaigns and political organizations run by former President Bill Clinton, Vice President Al Gore, author of the 2008 bestseller The Real McCain, columnist for The Daily Beast, and Unprecedented is the podcast, which I believe you were recording last hour, correct?
We were, yeah. We filled in. I think the last one we were doing for a while, but we were filling in for Leslie Marshall, who has a nationally syndicated show. I think she's on your station, isn't she?
I believe, yeah. At times she's been on the station. Yeah, we've had her in various forms on the station. That's for sure. Well, congratulations, and I'll make sure I put the link up for the podcast a little bit later on.
Great, thank you. Nope. Thank you. And actually, a big thing that I would like to bring up is we'll be interviewing this week. And it should be up on Friday. Malcolm Nance, who maybe people are familiar with, counterterrorism guy. He's on MSNBC a lot. Was just on Bill Maher's show this past Friday. So he's somebody who is a really interesting guy to talk to, and I'm pretty excited about that.
And that show will be posted on Friday, you said?
That is correct.
All right, cool. We'll make sure I get that up there. Okay.
Thank you.
With the march, that was a pretty impressive march. I mean, the USA Today is reporting it was the largest march ever in Washington, D.C. They're estimating it close to 1 million people nationwide, and that doesn't factor in the people that were marching internationally for what is one of the sadder statements. People are now marching in foreign countries to protest the violence that's going on in the United States of America.
That's right. They're marching. We have some friends who were marching in Paris. I mean, you know, there are people out there marching in these countries to help us, because we need it, because we have a government not representing what 90% of us want. But to answer your question, that was, I mean, incredibly impressive. We already had a planned vacation, so we were in Florida largely, but we stopped off to see friends in Atlanta on that day, and the Atlanta one was huge. It just, you know, it was all across the country. I think look, nothing comes easily, and I'm not saying it's an easy road ahead, but we've clearly hit that tipping point. Poll numbers have changed rapidly. You've got banks like Citibank saying they'll no longer, you know, back with their credit cards and with loans, people who want to sell guns without background checks, who want to buy guns without background checks, people who are under 21 buying guns. I mean, these are all, magazines with more than 10 bullets. These are big things, because these are all cultural markers. When companies start changing, when culture starts changing, that eventually we get there. And of course, you've already also seen the Congress giving on the Dickey Amendment, so that we now finally can have the CDC doing some research on gun violence again. You've seen in Florida, Rick Scott, E-plus rated NRA guy, in the end have to give in, and all those legislators, and raise the age to 21 and pass a gun violence restraining order and a waiting day period of a couple of days. You know, more to come, right? A lot more to come is necessary. That's not nearly enough. But I can't tell you, as somebody who's been working on this issue for a long time, you know, they don't bow down and do things like this unless they feel like they have to.
It is interesting as you say that, because I think another sign that there is a lot of pressure here is these ham-handed, insanely bad counterattacks that the NRA and their spokespeople are putting out there. And you're right, is they're flummoxed right now. They're floundering in the water, and they don't know what to do. Hence, now they're basically dropping down to the point where they're trying to scare and insult 18-year-old gun massacre survivors from Florida.
Yes. I mean, which always works out well.
Oh, yeah.
Right? When you go after kids. I mean, look, especially kids who've been through a trauma. A lot of the NRA has always been based upon myth, you know. And so they're the Wizard of Oz, right? They're the little cowering child hiding behind the big voice. They do have some power among the grassroots. They've certainly invested a lot of time and energy in cultivating what Trump has cultivated more recently in other sort of radical groups, which is a radicalized base of people who think that everybody's coming to take their guns on the left and will come out and vote. And so they've propagandized, along with the help of Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and others, a certain segment of the population. But that's more where their power comes from than their money. And, you know, even that power can be counteracted because, you know, once Moms Demand Action started off, we actually interviewed on our podcast Shannon Watts last week. I mean, once they came along, you know, they've been growing and growing, and they're there joining with grassroots, you know, these kids around the country. And suddenly you have a full-fledged movement on the ground. So, you know, I think we've seen it before. We've seen the NRA. We saw them in Virginia, for example, last year, put a lot of money in their home state and lose everything pretty much. They're not what they used to be. But the bigger deal, and I've said this for a long time, is they need to be known for what they are. They need to become toxic. They need to be known for the violent rhetoric they use, for the racism they espouse casually, and the rest. And they're starting to get known for that. And it's you know, for the first time, and I think since the 1970s, their numbers have flipped. They're net negative. They have something like a 43% or 44% approval rating and a 48% disapproval rating. That's a huge change. Mm-hmm. And it's going to keep going in that direction because these kids are just not scared of them, which I'm as impressed as hell about. I really am, because if I'd been through the trauma they went through at the age of 18, I don't know that I could do that. So kudos to them.
Well, and I think it does show you, it's like, you try to scare kids who have seen real fear, who have seen real terror. You going out there and making political threats and you know, grandstanding with your gun does not scare these kids because they have seen worse. And that's, I think, the thing which is amazing is when you look at the whole nation, the nation as a whole, this is really resonating with the kids of America. And I'm seeing it with my kids, 16, 13, and 10, their friends, all of them. I mean, when you talk about those numbers of approval, disapproval, I guarantee you the NRA's approval and disapproval rating of 18-year-olds is somewhere around two or three approval rating. And everyone else hates them. It's real change. And sometimes this stuff goes fast, like, you know, really Prohibition back in what, the 1910s. That came out of nowhere from 1912, 1918. It went from nothing to an amendment to the Constitution. Sometimes it goes slow, but I think the days for the NRA as a major driving force of political argument is going to be over here soon.
I agree. And you've seen it. Look, we've seen it more recently. You're absolutely right about Prohibition. We've seen it more recently with the changes around cigarettes,
yeah,
with changes around gay marriage and acceptance of gay couples as complete equals. We've seen it with more recently medicinal and now recreational marijuana. Once the key segment that is very socially active and very much, you know, not just on social media, but is influential and educated and out among the public, gets really sort of involved with things like this, these concepts tend to fly. And it becomes something where you're the weird one. You know, it's like there was a point in time where Dean Martin, if you watch the old tapes, like it was the funniest thing in the world where you get up with a glass of scotch or bourbon or whatever in his hand, and you make jokes about basically almost crashing into the theater driving there because he was so drunk. Suddenly, like, that wasn't funny anymore a couple years later. It changed really quickly when, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving and other groups started pointing out the people dying on our highways. And so you're seeing that same thing here. It doesn't mean it's going to change right now or this year, but actually there already has been change, as we've seen it again with companies, with many corporations, with individuals and others not willing to be associated with them anymore, with legislation that's passed for the first time in a while. I mean, I don't remember the last time Florida had passed legislation to restrict, you know, gun use. And I mean, and look at, I mean, go beyond that. Kansas, okay, just passed a law to close what we call the boyfriend loophole, because when someone has been convicted of domestic violence, even misdemeanor, they can't get their hands on a gun, or at least they shouldn't. They can if they do without a background check, but they legally shouldn't be able to. But the definition of that has always been you've lived with somebody, or you've had a child with them, or you've been married to them. So if you were just their boyfriend, you weren't counted in that. Mm-hmm. And if you just were a stalker, you weren't. And this is a huge loophole that a number of purple and blue states have closed, but now you see Kansas closing it. That tells you something when we're starting to see those kinds of changes. So, I mean, I do think I've been obviously involved in this issue for a long time, and I've never seen anything like this. These kids aren't giving up. They're calling for town halls for members of Congress in 2 weeks, and if they don't show up, they're saying they're going to invite their opponents. You've got a march, a walkout from school nationally on April 20th. You've got activities being planned around the National Rifle Association annual, you know, get together and fetishize guns. At their annual convention that's going to be in Dallas in June or May or June. I have to look it up, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
Cliff Schechter, kind enough to join us right now, is talking about the weekend's activities. Let's go to the other major story from the weekend. Actually, there's two stories.
Stormy!
I agree with a lot of people on the 60 Minutes that the sex stuff wasn't as, you know, that we kind of knew most of that stuff already. The threat really was, you know, some guy in a parking lot threatening her. I mean, that clearly she's scared, and I think that's what's really driving her right now, Stormy Daniels. The most eye-opening revelation was the payment issue, that Cohen is dead to rights on this. His own admission he hadn't been paid back. This is likely what's going to be the Mueller investigation is going to lead them to basically get put charges against Cohen, which is that's how he gets people to flip, is the charges on those things. Your thoughts on the whole interview as a whole, and then as well on that specific issue.
So the interview as a whole, I still think hearing somebody say it has a certain power. And what she, so yes, we didn't learn a lot of new stuff, but hearing her say in general, sit there and make these accusations against the president of the United States and the people around him is still pretty powerful. I would also add in what you said, when it comes to Cohen's now it being opened up to serious liability, and that exposes Trump. For exactly the reasons you said, because this, people forget, this is what John Edwards was convicted of, the exact same thing, using campaign funds to pay off a mistress. It is an illegal campaign contribution. It is very illegal. It's a felony, and you can do prison time. And don't think that Mueller isn't going to grab Cohen, and that's the offer in the end. And if you think, oh, he won't flip, go look at a list of mobsters who said they'd never flip and flipped. And that's probably the best segue of all, because what we find out more and more is that essentially the Trumps operate like a mob family. We knew they were cheesy, and we knew they were slimy, and they ripped people off. They didn't pay their subcontractors. They used lawsuits to intimidate. But now we're hearing more and more about the personal intimidation, the showing up. The guy, I did think that was a very important part of the interview, that somebody showed up, and I didn't know this. I heard that there were threats against her, but a guy actually in person showing up where she lived, I think, in Baton Rouge, as she's unpacking her infant child to go into a workout or yoga or something, and saying, you know, it's a nice mom you have there. It'd be a shame if she were gone, or something of that nature. I mean, basically threatening violence against her, because this is with a pattern. This happened in Atlantic City, where somebody who stood up to Trump was called and threatened, and their family was threatened. You know, Michael Cohen, the scumbag that he is. I mean, we've seen numerous cases, including the journalists from the Daily Beast, where I write, who were writing about the original divorce with Donald Trump and Ivana, where she accused him of rape. And the guy basically said, I'm going to destroy you if you use the words Donald Trump and rape in a sentence together. What I do to you, this is a quote, will be disgusting. You know, I will ruin your life. I mean, that's mobster type stuff. I mean, the payoff, you mean, you're talking about bribery, you're talking about threats and intimidation. And I mean, so, yeah, these are important, because those are the kinds of things, those strands, once you start, Mueller starts going through them, that can lead to a lot bigger places. And I think they've all operated like a mob family. So I think this is a key part of the behavior of the Trump family.
You also look at the fact that this is clearly, on a personal level, cracking him. I mean, Melania doesn't seem to want anything to do with him. She stayed down at she stayed down at Mar-a-Lago, and she's kind of trying to, you know, she's being very vague about her future at this point. Trump doing that walk back to the White House yesterday he looked like a guy that said, if I could take this back, I would. I don't want this gig anymore. And it really is, I think, hampering on him, which then as well, is this really what, you know, I don't know if this is ever going to get to a point where there is a, you need to leave office or else there's going to be a trial sort of situation. But do you think the stress of this whole thing, and not just this, but the Playboy Playmates and the other cases and the defamation suit from The Apprentice, that eventually he's just going to wake up one day, say, you know what, call Mike Pence in here. Here's the Bible. Make the swear. I'm out of here. Do you think that he might just walk at some point?
Well, I think that's legitimate. I mean, he's done these things before, you know. I certainly could see him choosing not to run for re-election.
Yeah.
If we get there and Mueller doesn't make a case against him. But I really still am of the mind, again, look, I'm not a prosecutor and I don't know. Anything can happen. And certainly a lot of people I thought, like back in the Bush days, I thought Karl Rove would most certainly be indicted and wasn't. You know, when Scooter Libby was. So, you know, you never know for sure. But I mean, with just the vast crime, I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I mean, it's quite obvious when most people will not allow people to buy condos, if they're real estate people, they won't allow them to buy it through holding companies and these shell corporations because they know who's doing the buying. They know it means it's mobsters or international dictators. And there's a point where 70% of the condos Trump was selling were sold that way. I mean, I just don't see how Mueller doesn't put a case together based upon on money laundering, on emoluments, on some of these other things, you know, and obstruction of justice. Even if he can't prove there is no smoking gun of, you know, the 22 different meetings and other things between members of the Trump team and Russians, if he can't take all of that and turn it into a, you know, they planned this, there was a quid pro quo for that. Even if they can't do that, it just seems to me on obstruction and on financial crimes and other things, I just don't see how he wiggles his way out of this stuff. I really don't. I mean, to me, the Russia stuff is the most important, because if it's the other things, the financial crimes, whatever, maybe we just he's gone and we get stuck with Mike Pence. I have a dream, to quote a phrase, where the Democrats take back the House in 2018 and either the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which could also pull Mike Pence in, or the Russia scandal, or both, take them both down. And then we end up getting President Pelosi, which would be just fine by me.
Well, and that's the question is, would they wait, or would they basically, if the election goes, will in November or December in the lame duck session, will they do something? There was another interesting point, and final point I'll make with you on this is that as a lot of Republicans are screaming about Bill Clinton, we should have been more critical of Bill Clinton with his case. Very much so. But the reality is his case, his sex story came out after 6 years of investigation by Ken Starr into a real estate deal. Trump, who's already far more torrid as far as what's going on with his sex scandals, that stuff is seeping from the walls at this point. This is not something where we're uncovering the stuff. The stuff, it's like a dam of sewage that's breaking forward and overflowing. And I mean, how many more people are going to come forward? I mean, the next step, let's face it, is we find out that, you know, he paid for or encouraged an abortion, which then basically completely annihilates the entire argument for him for even evangelicals. And I think that's kind of where
we're heading. Those are the only two things that could cost him them, that he pushed somebody to have an abortion or you find out he was with a man. Everything else is okay as far as they're concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all important. And when you bring up Bill Clinton, you know, sure, we should have been more critical. But again, people forget that we have a long history and we look at things and judge people in the context of their times. To not do that and act like everybody should always have been as progressive as we are today, which, by the way, in 200 years from now, assuming the world survives, we'll be looking back and saying, oh my God, they'll look at us the way we looked at people from the 1850s. I mean, even 20 something years ago, this is a time when almost every Democrat in Congress voted for DOMA. You know, we were in a different period of time and where we had not evolved to the point where we were now. Yes, what Bill Clinton did was terrible. Yes, I wouldn't support him. And I worked for him, by the way. I wouldn't, if that stuff were coming up and I knew that stuff about him, I probably would support a different Democrat over him for it. But in the context of those times, that was a different period of time. And they were pretty darn progressive for that period of time. So, you know, people forget to bring context to these conversations. We're talking about now, this period of time, what Donald Trump is doing right now, how he's having his fixer threaten a woman right now with harm and trying to destroy her reputation and do all these kinds of things in 2018. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's what's important here. And again, you know, this and Cambridge Analytica and all the cabinet members with their $139,000 doors and $31,000 dining sets and the rest and emoluments making money off of his hotels from foreign governments and Russia and obstruction of justice and money laundering. And I mean, how much do we need to get these people out of office? Honestly,
we really do. I got to end it there because we got to get the final break in here. But once again, I'll link the link to Unprecedented out there. Cliff, I will. Let's once again, if you were the kid or if you know who the kid was that did the Cliff Schechter poster, at the St. Paul March for Our Lives. We'd love to talk to you, 952-946-6205.
And I would like to personally thank them myself, thank her, so please let me know.
By all means, we'll see if we can track that down for you. Cliff Schechter, thank you very much. We appreciate the time today, my friend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Take care. Cliff Schechter joining us. We'll take a break. We'll spotlight that as well and come on back to wrap up the Matt McNeil Show for a Monday. It's AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
The Spring St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, will be running April 27th, 28th, and 29th. This is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you'll have the chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artist studios, lofts, and galleries. Hosting over 350 artists, up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 34 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for you to own. When you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community with free transit passes. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the Art Crawl. Be sure to get details at the stpaulartcrawl.org. That's the stpaulartcrawl.org.
Believe it or not, it's time for spring cleaning. Okay, it's a little bit early to call it spring cleaning, but it's your last chance to save huge on carpet cleaning from Zero Res. With their patented powered water, your home will smell fresh and clean and not like a janitor's chemical closet. And this month you can get three-room Zero Res clean starting at $129. Plus, this month you can still get a great deal when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Should mention, too, I don't know if anyone caught this news story, Bill Clinton did get impeached and went to trial in the Senate. So, I mean, there was some punishment for Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton, you know, once again, we can be honest with ourselves, we probably should have been far more critical. But he, compared to what Trump is being accused of, my God. Ugh. Programming here brought to you by eatlocalminnesota.com. Restaurant of the week, Milda's Cafe. Fantastic food. Hey, the finished pasties are there Monday, Wednesday, Friday for lunch only. So what you want to do is on Wednesday and Friday, you plan your lunch at 1720 Glenwood Avenue in Minneapolis for that. The chicken, too. Oh, my God, is that good. Try that out. It is Milda's Cafe, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Once again, 1720 Glenwood Avenue in Minneapolis. So, once again, the big development of the day, I now am a card-carrying member of the NRA because someone signed me up for them. Maybe they, one of the things that could have happened is, do you think that they sent these membership cards to all media people in the Twin Cities and nationwide?
That's a good point.
Did McEntee get one?
We got to look upstairs in his box, yeah.
Let's see if McEntee, Mike McEntee, an NRA member. Well, that would give me another set of the nipple stickers if I need them. La 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 la, I'm a fancy little dancer, I'll entice you all day long. Yeah, I think what we're going to do is I'm going to make a fundraiser of some sort. We're going to cut up this card, and you will be able to buy, with a donation, we'll find an organization, we'll talk to the powers that be here at the station. If you make a donation, we'll cut off a piece of Matt's NRA card and send it to you, for you to keep. Perfect for framing. We'll find out more about that
later. Or burning.
You want to burn. I'll cut. Thanks to Cliff Schechter. Mike Magny's up next. Till tomorrow. See ya.